We have our final news stories now. The UK has seen the hottest New Year's Eve on record, with Norfolk warmer than Nice. Norwich, Cromer and Weybourne all saw temperatures hit 15 degrees centigrade. Zoe Johnson, a forecaster at Norwich-based WeatherQuest, said, "We're seeing the warmth moving northwards from the Canary Islands. It comes after what is likely to have been the UK's dullest December since 1956.
A high-flying young chef who arrived in the UK unable to speak English and has gone from working part-time in a local restaurant to a Michelin-starred kitchen is among the students of the year at three Norfolk colleges. A total of 22 award winners had their achievements at Eton College, Norwich College and Paston College recognised. In addition, two exceptional students were presented with additional recognition for their work during 2021. Paston A-level student Poppy Bye was awarded the Governor's Award for Outstanding Student Achievement, and Patsacorn Thittisap received the Governor's Robert Walton Award for Outstanding Contribution to College Life. After his family moved here from Thailand 6 years ago, 22-year-old Patsacorn successfully moved through the levels of his professional cookery courses at City College Norwich and worked part-time at a Thai restaurant throughout his time at college to supplement his family's income. He also worked at City College Norwich's debut restaurant and gained valuable experience at events, including the Royal Norfolk Show and the Lord Lieutenant's retirement celebration. His skills have been recognised by Concord Hotels, who offered him a place on their highly regarded chef development programme. Poppy Bye's outstanding achievements at A-level won her a place on her dream UEA course, studying ecology and conservation. During her time at Paston College, she became a young ambassador for the National Autistic Society, volunteered in a hedgehog rescue centre, worked at the Hamlet charity helping young people with complex learning needs, and won an Arts Science Award through Norwich Research Park. Others whose achievements were recognised included Jessica Byford, 20, from Burgh Apton, who during her 4 years at Norwich College grew from an initially shy student to a confident painter and decorator, who has now successfully set up her own business.
£1.25 million funding to trial City Invention to cure dizziness. A special headset invented in Norwich, which aims to pinpoint why people suffer from dizziness, is to be trialled in almost a dozen hospitals. The wearable headset, called a Continuous Ambulatory Vestibular Assessment, CAVA, monitors dizziness and diagnoses the causes. It has been developed by a team led by Dr. John Phillips at the NNUH and Professor Stephen Cox from the UEA's School of Computing Science, who has also played his part in putting together this recording. And there is a lovely picture accompanying this article in the paper showing Stephen with his colleagues. Anyway, back to the device. Developed with the aid of Medical Research Council money, the device can be worn day and night to monitor head and eye movements. It is worn daily for many weeks, and the data it records is then analysed by a computer to identify periods of dizziness and to suggest their possible causes. Dizziness can be caused by a problem with the inner ear, but it can also be a symptom of a host of conditions, including heart and circulatory, neurological or metabolic conditions such as diabetes and even anxiety. The researchers have now been awarded £1.25 million by the National Institute for Health Research, which could pave the way for the device being rolled out across the NHS. The money will pay for a large-scale project so the device can be trialled in 10 hospitals, including the NNUH. Our estimable and valued sound recordist, Professor Stephen Cox, says, "This project unites medical expertise with artificial intelligence to help patients get treatments quickly, and save the NHS money.
We've now come to the end of this edition of Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper, and we do hope that you've enjoyed listening to our local news. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There is no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number 01603 765 365, that's 765 365, or email contact@cbtn.org.uk, that's contact@cbtn.org.uk. Although the office will not be manned quite as often, rest assured that we will return your call or email just as soon as we can. The team who worked on this week's recording were readers Bridget Cook and Richard Matthew, sound recordist was Stephen Cox, and the editor was Sarah Lusher. So, from us all at Chatterbox, we wish you all a very happy 2022 and say goodbye for now.